and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even lighter, doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me, your host, Kirk Dillon, for this, the Veritas 7 Daily Show, what we call Murder, Mystery, and Malfeasance, where we're going to go over every night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I'm going to bring to you headlines that have to deal with true crime all around the country. The most macabre, the most weird, the strangest, in association with our other sister publication, The Veracity Report. We're going to be bringing you this live show, Murder, Mystery, and Malfeasance, every day, just to keep you abreast on what's going on in the world in the genre of true crime. So that being said, sit back, relax, and buckle your seatbelts, America, because Veritas means truth, and the daily truth starts now.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. Thanks to you I got a new thing started. Thanks to you I'm not the broken hearted. Thanks to you I'm finally thinking about me. You know in the end, the day you left was just my beginning. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even lighter, doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Everybody, and thank you for joining me, your host, Kurt Dillon, for this next episode of Murder, Mystery, and Malfeasance, the Veritas 7 True Crime Podcast Daily Show, bringing you basically the headlines of the day, just a quick little podcast offering covering murder, mayhem, and malfeasance across the United States and occasionally across the world. Today, we're going to go over some of the most prevalent cases of the day that are making headlines here early in the morning this Saturday, September the 2nd, 2023. And of course, the saddest and the most prevalent of all is the passing of iconic Jimmy Buffett this morning. The Margaritaville star really made a lifestyle out of the beach bum mentality when he released Margaritaville back in 1977. Really a great song, a great story about how he transformed and created an entire genre, not only of music, but of just life, a lifestyle. The laid back, hanging on the beach, listening to music, and just kind of, being one with your surroundings really resonated with a lot of people back in 1977 when that song came out. The Vietnam War had just ended. People were coming back. There was a lot of disdain and discord amongst American citizens. And it was a peaceful kind of hippie message that a lot of our country needed to heal at that time and to embrace something, to look forward to something, and to enjoy something. So Margaritaville really helped the country in a lot of ways get past the drama of the Vietnam War and look forward into the realm of peace and prosperity and just getting back to enjoying the world around us. We have, it's a beautiful country that we have. We're fortunate enough to have a lot of beaches in this country. Some of them are among the most beautiful in the world, particularly when you consider some of the beaches in California, Florida, and especially Hawaii. Just a really good strong mentality there as far as being transformative. Margaritaville really changed and developed that entire genre of music, which has become so powerful. The Beach Boys really started beach rock, that casual beach rock kind of vibe, even before Jimmy Buffett. But theirs was a lot more pop and glam beach rock. Buffett was a lot more laid back. And of course, Margaritaville branched out into being a real iconic brand. Jimmy Buffett, of course, Margaritaville spawned out into being a restaurant chain, and all kinds of frozen drinks were created as a result of that. So Jimmy was 76, and we really want to wish his family, we're sorry to see him go. It's sad, his passing. We want to wish all his family the best and the strength. The statement that they released says that Jimmy passed away peacefully on the night of September 1st. He was surrounded by his family, friends, music, and dogs. That was the statement that was posted on Jimmy's official website. So you can feel free to Google that and go and visit Jimmy Buffett's official website. So feel free to go to jimmybuffett.com and look at updates from his family and from his staff. Also, all of his social media pages had that. They also put the little blurb that he lived his life like a song until his very last breath, and he'll be missed beyond measure by so many. So really sad, the passing of Jimmy Buffett. The statement didn't say where he died, or it also didn't give a cause of death. We know that Jimmy was hospitalized back in May. He even confirmed as much on social media, although he never actually said what he was hospitalized for. He has a lot of songs that were good, that were really popular. Margaritaville, of course, was the most popular out of all of them. It was released back on Valentine's Day of 1977, believe it or not. And it took on a life of its own. It really became a state of mind and an attitude change for people that wanted to just waste away, like it says in the song. It's just a very, I guess the best term I could think of for Margaritaville is it's unhurried. The tempo doesn't really speed up. It doesn't try to get you to the end. It doesn't really build like a lot of today's songs do, but it still was just as impactful. It was a great song, and Jimmy Buffett was a great performer, and a lot of us are going to miss him and his music and everything that he did to the music industry, but also to the genre of that kind of beachy, bummy kind of music. When asked about what Margaritaville, kind of effect he felt Margaritaville had on the world, he said, this is his quote, "There's no such place as Margaritaville," and this is a comment that he made to the Arizona Republic back in 2021, "It's a made-up place in my mind, basically made up about my past experiences in Key West and having to leave Key West and go on the road to work and then come back and spend time on the beach." So that's what Jimmy said inspired him to write Margaritaville, because he fell in love with Key West. Of course, he had to leave it from time to time. He also went on to say that it's escapism, classified Margaritaville and the way of life that it spawned as a kind of beach-themed escapism. He said, "I'm not the first one to do it, nor shall I probably be the last, but I think it's really a part of the human condition that you've got to have some fun. You've got to get away from whatever you do to make a living or other parts of life that stress you out. I try to make it at least 50-50 fun to work, and so far it's worked out." We are definitely all going to miss Jimmy Buffett and the sadness that we have with the news of his passing just last night. So, Jimmy, thank you for the memories, thank you for the music, and we look forward to living it and reliving it over and over and over again for many more years, even though you're no longer with us. Another thing in the news today, we have a convicted murderer in Pennsylvania that escaped from Chester County Prison, armed, definitely believed to be dangerous. His name is Daniello Cavalcante. He was convicted for fatally stabbing his former girlfriend, Deborah Brando, back in April of 2021. sentenced to life in prison. You know, this guy, the authorities caution if you see him or, you know, have any idea where he's at, don't approach him. He has nothing to lose. Their exact words were he's very dangerous and he has nothing to lose. Even though he's only about 5 feet tall, dark curly hair, he might have a beard, he might not have a beard, but he's definitely armed and dangerous. And again, he has nothing to lose. He has no intention of going back to prison, they don't think. So, you know, they caution anybody that sees him or knows of him to not approach him and to contact authorities. Photographs of him that we have, that we've gotten from the Associated Press and other news agencies will be posted on our website. So you can feel free to go there and check those out at some point when you hear this podcast today. So you see what you're looking for. The statement that was released, Daniello Cavalcante, 34 years old, has been on the run for more than 36 hours, and officials believe he's still in the area of the prison where he escaped. They don't believe he was gone very far. There's no evidence at this time that anyone has helped to facilitate his escape or is assisting him at this time, the district attorney Deb Ryan said, but we do believe that he's hiding here locally and he is alone, and they also caution that anybody that does help him will face prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. They said the investigators do believe that his goal is to try and head south, whether they didn't say specifically where south, but definitely to the southern states at least, and she's promised that they will find him no matter what. So anyone with information about Daniello Cavalcante is asked to call 911 where you're at, or the U.S. Marshals tip line at 877-WANTED-2. So that's 877-WANTED and the number 2. There's also a $10,000 reward for any information that leads to Cavalcante's capture. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. Also, in some lighter news now, we've had some death and we've had some escape from prison. I don't know if any of you are Atlanta Braves fans, but Ronald Acuna Jr. managed to accomplish something last night that had never been accomplished before. He's the first player in Major League Baseball history to have a 30 home run and 60 stolen base season. Believe it or not, that has absolutely never been done before in Major League Baseball history. So congratulations to the Atlanta Braves outfielder, Ronald Acuna Jr., for reaching that milestone. Really great. He's a great player, very dynamic player. I happen to live here by Atlanta, and I've gone to see a couple of the games. He's just a great player, very special player to watch. And it's really exciting to see that still this early in his career that he's doing things that in over 100 years of baseball, no other Major League Baseball player has been able to do. Definitely 30 home runs and 60 stolen bases in the same season, that's a pretty darn special year. And I think he pretty much has MVP probably in the bag after that, I would think. So just a brief episode today. Just wanted to get those stories out there, the biggest news of the day for all of you. You know, I hope you enjoy these podcasts. They're really short. They're not meant to be extremely informative. I don't go into a lot of detail on each one of the cases, but they kind of just let you know what's going on out there. It's commercial-free radio, so to speak. So it gives you an opportunity to hear a little bit of the headlines on what's going on in the world of true crime that's affecting us today. So it ties in with the podcast, with what we do, because all we do is true crime. So I definitely suggest any of you, if you are fans of the genre, you check out our podcast, the Veritas 7 True Crime Podcast. Also our website at www.theveritas7.com. That's www.theveritas7.com. Also, our podcast is unlike any other where we are completely interactive. So what we do is we submit FOIA requests and we put those FOIA requests up on our website. That's www.theveritas7.com. All of the case materials that we get from these FOIA requests, we put up there on the website so that while you're listening to the cases on the podcast, you can actually go on your mobile device to the website and view all of the case materials that we're talking about in real time. It's something that we believe very heavily in, and it's something that really no other podcast is doing. So we're happy to offer that to you. It's a very unique kind of podcast, so we hope you'll check it out, where all of us team up together and try and come up with clues and look at these cases that have gone unsolved for extended periods of time with fresh eyes, hoping that eventually somewhere down the road we'll be able to come up with something that'll open up a lead, stimulate an investigator to looking back at a cold case or something and solving something that wasn't ordinarily done. So that being the case, you definitely want to check out the Veritas 7 True Crime Podcast. For today, I want to thank you for tuning in for this, our Veritas 7 Daily Show, where we just go over some true crime headlines that are happening around the country and around the world. We hope you enjoy it. It's brief. It's short. It's just meant to be a little informative and keep you up to speed on what's going on. And we hope you'll tune in every day for our quick little sessions where we talk about true crime that's new and in the news for that day. For this episode, that's going to be it. For me, your host, Kurt Dillon, we appreciate it. Have a good day. Enjoy it as we start this holiday weekend. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe. God bless. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy.